Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I have spent a lifetime with words. As a writer, teacher, and endless talker, I have spent my years arranging words to devious ends, to create a fictional world, to expose ideas, to persuade to a cause, to extort friends and strangers to a purpose I believe in. Words are like stepping stones. They are rock solid by definition. Words take you from one place to another over time. In the language of conservation, we are familiar with the words reduce and recycle. By reduce, we mean conserve, take less, consume less, a means by which we can extend limited supply or, in some cases, manage a resource in a renewable, sustainable fashion. Conservationists live by this principle. Whether they protect land or marine areas, their motivation is to prolong, indeed secure, the vitality of a place or species. By recycle, we mean the return of consumables to their component parts. Recyclists transform our manufactured things into base materials that can be used again in the making of new products to accumulate. These two words frame a process, from the beginning of things to their rebirth as something else. All good, albeit maybe not good enough. But there are words in between. Talking with a friend the other day, we discussed reuse as such a word, different from the others, that describes the making of existing things available for exchange with others. Examples. Well, those always surprising T-shirts worn by African children, discarded in the United States and Europe and shipped in bulk to Africa to serve as new clothing for people who need it. We read accounts of cell phones distributed to women in India who use them to network, bank, and create small businesses. Antique and thrift shops, garage sales, vintage clothing stores, bicycle networks for urban transportation, architectural salvage. In every case, existing things are reused by others for what they were made for, an efficient, monetized system that both conserves the inherent value of the item and redirects its utility from someone who doesn't need it to someone who does. Creative people have taken this idea to scale. Citywide tag sales, for example, a massive urban redistribution of goods that empties attics and storage units not into the dumpster, but to neighbors and strangers in local exchange. Failure to reduce, reuse, or recycle equals waste. In the context of water and ocean, examples of waste abound. Oil companies leave behind all sorts of things, obsolete rigs and derricks, rusting barrels, slurry and sludge, polluted land and water. Hydraulic fracturing leaves behind land bereft of agricultural capacity, polluted aquifer and surface streams, and reservoirs of poison water that must be contained and isolated from the already limited freshwater capacity of the locality, the region, and the world. There are a myriad other examples. Watersheds mined and quarried, releasing toxic chemicals to become brownfields, costing millions in public funds to attempt some pitiful cleanup of waste left behind by companies and investors long gone. Consider the location of many of our nuclear plants, not just in Fukushima, Japan, but in the United States and Europe, located on rivers and coasts for access to free cooling water, but vulnerable to leaks and meltdowns and the almost insurmountable problem of how and where to store that waste. Take the most pressing ocean example, the decline, and many argue collapse, of global fish stocks and resultant catastrophic loss of protein for global sustenance. Will we reduce our harvest, voluntarily limit catch to conserve species for the future? Will we recycle bycatch as fertilizer, animal food, or fish products for human consumption? Will we reuse our coral reefs, coastal wetlands, and mangrove swamps and other marine habitats for their essential, undisruptive incubation of fish species, their vast potential for medicinal development, or their massive contribution to water filtration and storm protection? Our forebears reuse things all the time. Why can't we? Walk the beaches and see what you will find. So many things we didn't need, didn't recycle, didn't think someone else might want. We just threw it all away. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU, Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.